kitchen because it was so wet. So the kitchen was like the fridge on the living room floor. The cabinets were lying in the hallway. You know, there was a shell of a place for the 7 years in which I lived there. At least five, it was a shell. It was nothing. So one day I got it all fixed up. I got a bank loan, got all done up, had a party. Hubris. Hubris. The Greeks understood it. You have a party to celebrate your flat being done up. It's time for the punishment of the gods. So I had a party, I had a new kitchen, and I was very pleased with my new kitchen. And there was a tiny speck of damp in the top right-hand corner of this room. A tiny speck of damp. And I thought nothing of it. I was celebrating with my friends. The next day, that tiny spot had become a tennis ball size of damp. A little tennis ball, quite innocent, you know. Couldn't be some major thing, couldn't be some major problem. Well, tennis ball became a beach ball. The beach ball became the entire kitchen. The entire kitchen became the living room. Everything was consumed by damp. And the damp was so bad, the plaster would come off if you touched the wall. It would come off on your fingers. And worse than that, the brick would come off. The actual brick on the outside of the flat would come off if you scraped your finger. Well, I'll tell you what, I was quite anxious about this. My then fiancée moved to Newcastle. I was saying, we'll sort out the damp. She come from a family of builders, and they know all about damp. They're experts on damp. So she was saying to me, oh, we'll sort out the damp. I said, yeah, of course we'll sort out the damp. But then I had a rat infestation. Rats. And the thing was, I bought some bird feeder to have a sort of domestic scene, make the yard more domestic. So for the birds to come, they feed in the feeder. You know, birds, and you know, very nice sort of thing to have. Birds, I like birds, and greenery and all nature. Well, the bird seed fell on the ground, attracted the rats, and the rats decided to burrow their way. They burrowed their way underneath the flat, because rats have got to chew. Their teeth are constantly growing. It's not their fault. They've got to chew. And they chewed their way in to the wooden side of the flat, and they lived beneath the flat, and they bred. They bred, and then they bred more. And all you could hear were flats underneath the floorboards. I said to my fiancé, I'm going to sort out the flats. But off she went to Ireland. Off she went. She was getting a job over there. And I was thinking, my God, I've got to sort out this rat infestation. Otherwise, she'll never be back. So I got the pest control people in. But the way they kill rats is disgusting. It's disgusting. The rats take this poison, these pellets of poison. It makes them drink loads of water. So you see the rats drinking out of the drains. It's a terrible sight. And you hear the rats screeching in pain because their internal organs are being dissolved. So their internal organs were deliquescing. And beneath the flat, they were screaming and screaming and screaming. And they were dying. And from the dead corpses, from the corpses of the rats, and their bread, blue bottles. And the flies filled the flat because the floorboard had big gaps in them, so that they smell pretty bad. Then there were blue bottles buzzing about the flat. And then there are other things that happened after that, because students moved in above me, next door to me, above me on that side, and above me on that side. And the flat became like the inside of a speaker. It was just like boom, boom, boom. But then I moved out, so I was lucky I don't live there anymore. But only recently I moved out, and I sold the flat to these investors. And I was happy to do so. So I sold the flat, I was baking bread, I put the coffee on, the investors came round, a lovely place. They bought it, within a month, they'd removed the new kitchen I'd put in, and they had it out on the street. And I live 100 yards away from that flat, so I'm much nicer now. And when the investors see me on the street, they blank me. I say, hi! They blank me. I sit out in my house now. I sit there, you know, with a wife and child. We sit out there, the family, sitting down on the garden lawn, thinking, what a lovely day. Sun streaming in. And the investors walk by. They don't say hello anymore. That's that. So it's a right though.
Are you worried you've left a source of inspiration?
I should put the